Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, the true voice of freedom, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today is the freedom outcomes. For thinking people, this means that cultural relating, economic enterprise, and participative governance are validated by movement toward peace, prosperity, and participation. It is widely believed that any indices of freedom are related to everything that is good in the world: participation, intelligence, creativity, performance, and yes, peace. However, the evidence from research does not specify the programs and objectives for elevating freedom in operational terms. In our own work, we have studied the relationship between prosperity and the freedom functions: cultural relating, economic enterprise, participative government. In Figure 1, we present the relationship of our freedom scores and prosperity measured in per capita gross domestic product, or GDP. As may be noted in the power curve, there is a high relationship between freedom and per capita GDP. High scores on the freedom functions earn high GDP and vice versa. This means that as the freedom index moves toward free, the per capita GDP moves upward many thousands of dollars. Conversely, as the nations move toward detractor, the per capita indices move toward low earnings, ultimately numbered in hundreds of dollars per year. The correlation between freedom scores and prosperity indices is high. Depending upon the measures, approximately three-quarters of the variability in prosperity indices is accounted for by the variance of freedom scores. The correlation is not perfect one-to-one correspondence. One movement up in earnings for one movement over in freedom. That is because of other factors. For example, some nations that are totalitarian may also be rich in resources such as energy, so they get middling earnings. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff, the true voice of freedom. Remember, people, that peace, prosperity, and participation are a function of cultural conditions. We invite your comments sent to Bob at freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.